Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's our pleasure to welcome Hall of Fame baseball writer from the Daily News, Bill Madden. And Bill wanted to talk a little bit about the minor league teams, and we'll do that. But let's get to a couple of free agent things, Bill. How you doing this morning, by the way?
Doing good. Happy Thanksgiving, Richard.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Well, you know, the furor in New York is, well, are they going to get Gerrit Cole? Are the Yankees willing to give this guy? Now we're hearing 8 years and $250 million. I'm thinking no. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think there's any way that's happening. I think the Yankees have pretty much conceded that. They haven't come right out and said that they're not going to be in any pitcher for that kind of money, but what they have said is that we're interested in whatever. They say that about everybody. They do their due diligence. But once that thing gets over 8 years or up to 8 years, the Yankees aren't going to be involved in that.
Yeah, and especially pitchers too, because they break down, they get a little older, they lose some of this stuff. I mean, it's just a huge gamble taking any kind of contract more than 4 years, really, on any player, position player or pitcher.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you've started to see it with these general managers that they're staying away from these long-term contracts. They're convincing their owners that they're not good deals. They never work out. And yet you still have a few, every year, a few owners that become dumb owners by doing something like John Middleton did last year with Bryce Harper, and to a lesser degree, San Diego with Machado. We know the Bryce Harper contract's not going to work out, and the Yankees are already stuck with Stanton and his crazy contract, and you know, we'll see what happens with the Ellsbury contract. But I think the Yankees have learned their lesson. They're learning it every day they see Stanton on the disabled list with about 8 more years to go on his contract at $25 million a year.
Bill, how do you see the Ellsbury thing shaking out? They claim that he went to a doctor. The doctor says, no, I didn't treat him for baseball-related things. It was something else. I guess this goes to arbitration. Do you see them making a settlement, or do you think it goes to court? How far do you think they have to go with this?
Well, I think it's going to go to the arbitrator. I think the Yankees, you know, on the surface, it would appear the Yankees have a pretty good case. It's right there in the standard player's contract that a player cannot go to have medical treatment from an outside source without the club's either permission or knowledge. And in this case, there was neither. And he can say all he wants, but I think what's going to happen is the Yankees are going to be looking very carefully. All the stuff, whatever he was treated for there, is all going to come out. And I think it's going to be probably, the Yankees are fairly confident that it'll be fairly obvious that this was not some idle thing that he went there for, and he went there for a few years. So I think they've got a pretty good case, but we'll see.
Well, and I think the sooner they resolve this, the better, because that would free up something like $20 million this year and $5 million buyout for next year. So that would give them a little bit more payroll flexibility, too.
Yeah, but I think that they're I don't think it's going to be cleared up that quickly. I think this is going to be a drawn-out process, and it's going to get and there's going to be some really angry back and forth here on this thing. So
bet the Players Association is not going to be happy, that's for sure.
Oh, no. I mean, they're going to fight this viciously because they're not used to losing these kind of kind of disputes.
And final thing on the Yankees, what do you think about Gregorius? Do they bring him back, or do they go with Torres at short?
I don't think they're going to bring him back. They've got one thing they do have is infield depth. And I think that's a lot of money to bring back for a guy that as much as they like Gregorius, he's a great clubhouse presence and he's a good guy. And up until when he got hurt, he was a hell of a player. But I think right now they look at him as a guy on the down swing. And so, you know, and he's going to cost them more money than they want to pay him. And they have somebody that can play shortstop. So I think Gregorius walks.
Yeah, and they're going to have a very crowded infield if Andujar comes back and is anything like he was before. So they're going to have a lot of decisions to make. And Greg Bird, of course, already decided he's gone. And, you know, they just waited and waited and hoped the guy got healthy, and he never seemed to be able to do that.
No. Greg Bird was a long waste of time for the Yankees.
Yeah, it turned out that way. Well, to the minor league teams now, the report was that Major League Baseball wants to contract something like 42 teams. Staten Island Yankees, Binghamton Rumble Ponies are among them. Is this strictly a financial thing? Is this consolidation? What's your take on eliminating all these teams and maybe replacing them with a dream league or something like that?
Well, I think that the whole plan is just completely crazy. The major leagues, Rob Manfred and his group there, they're maintaining that this is all about getting the stadiums upgraded in so many of these places to major leagues, to enhanced major league standards and for wellness, i.e., so many of these teams are so spread so far apart, and they've got problems with the travel and the clubhouses are too small and whatever. This is all about money. This is all about Major League Baseball saving money, getting rid of teams, and part of this whole plan is that they would limit every Major League team they would only be able to have a cap on 150 players in the organization. Right now, the Yankees, for example, have 9 minor league farm teams with all these Gulf Coast leagues and Dominican leagues or whatever, and they have over 230 players in their system. So this is kind of a small market plan. It was the ringleader, of course, of all people is Jeff Luhnow, who's under at least, by less count, is at least 2 separate investigations by Major League Baseball, maybe 3. Depending on how many cheating investigations there are involved with him. But anyway, Luhnow came up with this idea that what they want to do is they want to move the draft from June to August. And by doing that, they wouldn't have any need now for the short season leagues, because by the time August comes around, there's only a month left in the season or less. So what they would do is, according to, they're calling it the Houston plan, when they draft these players in August, they would not sign them to contracts until for the following year. So now you have this limbo period. So what do you do with them? And what they would do with them, according to this plan, is they send them down to their complexes and give them a month and a half or 2 months of analytic training. And, of course, this is, you know, Jeff Luhnow is the godfather of analytics. So that's that plan. But the problem with all of this is it's totally unworkable, because if you get rid of all the short season leagues, first of all, if you move the draft to August, you create a huge problem, because really these players are, they're not technically signed players yet. And so who knows what they're going to be doing. They're going to be, you know, they're going to have 2 or 3 months where they're from the time they graduate from high school or college in June, they have 2 or 3 months or at least 2 months where they're totally unsupervised. So what do you do with these players? I mean, it's the whole thing is just completely crazy. And what's the worst part about it is you have all these owners in the minor leagues who are going to have their teams taken away from them, and there's nothing they can do about it. They get no equity for them.
Yeah, no compensation. And
nothing.
The communities, too. Now, I don't know. Apparently, I'm hearing Staten Island Yankees are not really drawing much anymore. But, you know, there are a lot of other communities in the Midwest, in the South, where, hey, minor league baseball is kind of a big deal for the summer months. And you take that away, and it robs the community of an institution.
Well, this is a huge, this is the huge part of it, Richard. I mean, we're talking about communities that Major League Baseball has talked about growing the game. These are the grassroots communities all over the country. The Appalachian League, they want to get rid of the entire Appalachian League. You get rid of all those teams, and the people in those little towns in Appalachia, they have nowhere to go for baseball after this because they're not near any major league ballparks, for one thing. And it's the same thing with the teams out west in Montana and Idaho and all these other places out there that they want to get rid of. And, you know, on one hand, baseball talks about how we want to grow the game through the grassroots communities. And then they're taking these teams away from these communities. And what you're talking about, I would say we're talking about 200,000 or 300,000 fans that are going to be disenfranchised. And these are fans baseball will never get back. We're talking about the 6 to 16-year-olds. Because they're in these little communities, and this is the only way they can get to see baseball firsthand.
Yeah, and they'll find something else to do, Bill. You know that they'll find something else. They'll find another sport. They'll do video. They'll do whatever. They won't get exposed to that. And you know that in those formative years, I mean, you remember going to games with your dad and all of that stuff. And that stays with you your whole life. And you don't do that. Do something else. You're into football, basketball, whatever. Baseball loses.
Right. And baseball, MLB is claiming, they say that they subsidize minor league baseball for $500 million. That's for the salaries and everything. These, by the way, for the salaries of their own players. These are not minor league players. These are the major league. These are their own players that they're paying these salaries for, okay? And a large chunk of that $500 million comes from the signing bonuses. So the total outlay below AAA for the players on these teams that they're going to get rid of is about $40 million. Half of that is subsidized by the minor leagues in the form of an annual ticket tax, which it pays to Major League Baseball. So under this, what they're calling the 120 plan, I calculated this. The total savings for Major League Baseball from top to bottom would be roughly $20 million in an industry that grossed $11 to $12 billion in 2019.
And that comes up to like $666 or so per team, right?
Right. Well, the total savings for Major League Baseball would be like 0.2%. And for this, they're going to risk losing their antitrust exemption. They're going to risk alienating thousands, hundreds of thousands of fans across the country that they're never going to get back again. And putting all these owners and people who work at these ballparks, putting them out of business, all for this. I mean, the whole thing is just, it's completely nuts.
Yeah, it really smacks of corporate greed. Before we let you go, meant to ask you before about the Mets situation. Now, they've hired Carlos Beltran, they've hired Hensley Mullins and Jeremy Hefner, none of whom have ever done that job on a major league level. That frightened you a little bit that they're going with virtual rookies in key positions here?
Well, you mean coaches?
Yeah, well, coaches, Hensley, managers.
Hensley's been a bench coach before. He was a bench coach
but
with the Giants.
You know, you would think that with a manager who's never managed, you would have a bench coach maybe who's managed before, you know, somebody with a little bit more experience. No?
Well, in Hensley's case, he managed in the either the Dominican League or the Puerto Rican League, one of those winter leagues he's managed. And remember, he was a finalist for the Yankee job that Aaron Boone got.
He's worked with Bochy.
He actually had a lot more experience in coaching and managing at the professional level than Aaron Boone did. So, you know, in his case, I think it was a really good sign for them. And I even mentioned it in my column last week. I said, oh, no, I guess it was in a tweet I put out. I said, you know, considering the Beltran situation, we don't know what's going to happen with him. And this whole involvement in the Houston cheating scandal, at least in Hensley, they got a backup manager in case they need one.
Yeah, that's true, because there could be suspensions coming down the line in, I don't know, 30 days, 60 days, whatever it could be. Hensley Mullins, you're right, might be managing the team.
Well, I think you're in this Houston cheating scandal, I think you're going to see major suspensions.
Players or I'm just management mostly?
Players. I'm talking players, executives. You're going to see a lot of people, and they're getting suspended. And you're going to see some of these are going to be major suspensions, like for a year, maybe even for life. I don't know. It depends on the degree of the involvement and just exactly what these people did as far as, devising all these cheating things. Because this is one of the biggest scandals to hit baseball. You know, I don't want to sound overly dramatic, but, in 1919, when they threw all the eight White Sox players out of the game for life for fixing the World Series, I mean, this is not exactly fixing the World Series, but it sure is close as far as depending on the degree of how far this cheating went and how much it affected the games. And so, in that case, I think Manfred's got no choice here. If this is as serious as it certainly looks to be, he's going to have to really come down hard on a lot of people.
Wow, that is going to affect...
Just depriving teams of draft picks, that isn't going to get it on this one.
Wow. All right, Bill, we shall see. We'll talk to you again very soon, and enjoy the weather, enjoy Thanksgiving. Good talking to you.
Okay, when's Riley coming out?
I just finished the latest Riley King called Heart of the Matter, and be out early next year.
We're looking forward, Richard.
Okay, you got it, Bill. Thank you. Bill Madden, of course, Daily News sports writer and Hall of Fame baseball writer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.